We continue on learning the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Mishnah Chav Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're in Mechores Perakei Mishnah Dalet. Haya Bechor Road Foe. Person is being chased by a Bechor, by, let's say, a ram, let's say that's a Bechor. Uva Ata, when he responds to protect himself, he kicks the Bechor. And by doing so, by kicking it, he inflicted a mum. This person is able to shech the animal. This was not done with intent. When you inflict a mum and you have a kavanah to do so, you can't shech it. In such a case, you can shech this. Now it's a bal mum, can't be brought as a karban, and it's not a problem at all. There is some debate. At what point are we speaking about where you actually kicked it? The Bartonur here says, "Velo shanu ela sheba ato beis redifa." It's only where you kicked it as it's chasing you. Avol shalo b'shas redifa lo, but it's no longer chasing you. So then we consider that inflicting a mum with intent, which is not to protect yourself, and therefore you would not be able to shecht it. That's one opinion in the Gemara. Happens to be another opinion in the Gemara says that even if the animal's not pursuing this person anymore, but he kicks it anyway, we can assume that this was not done with intent to inflict a mum so he could shecht it and eat it, but rather because he was reminded of what had happened before. They was chased by the animal. He was still frightened, and therefore he kicked it, even though he wasn't being pursued. Then the Mishnah says, "Kal hamumin ruuyin lavo bidei adam, roim Yisrael ne'emanim, v'roim kohanim eino ne'eman." So now we speak about a mum that potentially could have been inflicted by a person. So should we be concerned that maybe this was done intentionally? So the Mishnah here says that who do we trust? So any mum that potentially could have been inflicted by a person, roim Yisrael ne'emanim. If the shepherds are Yisraelim, are not Kohanim, which means it's a Yisrael who is a shepherd on a behema of a Kohen, he is believed to say that a mum, he did not inflict the mum, the Kohen didn't inflict the mum, and it happened by himself. We don't suspect that maybe he inflicted a mum, or maybe someone else did, because after all, he is the shepherd for a Kohen's Bechor. So the Kohen is basically his employer. The Kohen is the boss. So maybe the Kohen knows that this person, this shepherd, is going to inflict a mum for the benefit of the Kohen, of the employer, the Kohen. Maybe we should suspect that when the Roe Yisrael, who's the shepherd on the Kohen's animal, that maybe inflicted him intentionally. So the Mishnah says, no, he's believed. For this little favor, he's not going to do something so usher, and he's certainly not going to lie. But Veroa Roim Kohanim, but if the shepherds are Kohanim, Einonim on him. If they are, let's say, shepherds on the behemoth of Yisrael, they're not believed to testify that the Bechor had a mum, that it was not inflicted intentionally, that it just happened, because we suspect that they inflicted the mum intentionally so that the Baal, their boss, will give them the Bechor. The boss can't use it anyway. The boss is Yisrael. The employers are Yisrael. So now maybe they'll give it to the employee, the Kohen, and therefore the Kohen is not believed when he is the shepherd on a Yisrael's animal. But when Yisrael is the shepherd on the Kohen's animal, the Yisrael is believed. A Kohen is also not believed to testify on the Bechor of another Kohen, whether he's a Roeh, he's the shepherd of, or he's not a shepherd. It doesn't make a difference. And the reason for that is what we call Gomelin. Gomelin, we have several places where we're afraid of, they're conspiring together. I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. I'll do you a favor now and testify that this Bechor, a Baal Mum, was not inflicted intentionally, even though it was. But therefore we'll be able to shecht it and eat it. And you'll do the same favor for me, since they're both Kohanim, and this would benefit both of them. So as the Mishnah, therefore, says Roim Kohanim under any circumstances are not believed. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Neman Hu Al Shel Chaveiro. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Veinu Neman Al Shel Asmo. He disagrees with the Tanakham and claims that a Kohen may not be believed for where the Bechor potentially is going to be his. But the Kohen is believed Al Shel Chaveiro, which means whether it's his friends, who's a Yisrael, who's his boss, or another Kohen, is able to testify on the Bechor of a Baal Mum that in fact the Mum happened developed by itself. It's only ve'eino neman al shel atzmo. The only bechor he's not believed is a bechor that he already received from Yisrael. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama, holds that the Kohanim are not suspected on a bechor that was given to them, that they're only suspected on a bechor that was given to them, but not on a bechor of their friend. And that would be true even in the case where they are the shepherd on a Yisrael's bechor. Rabbi Meir Omer, which seems at first glance to be the same thing as the Tanakhama, because he says, Hechashad al davar lo dano velo meido. Person who's suspected on a matter, he cannot judge and he cannot testify. So that means he's not believed if he's suspected on something, so then he shouldn't be able to testify on the Bechor of someone else that the Mum happened developed by itself. We have to suspect him that maybe he did it intentionally, and we don't believe him, we don't trust him. So what's the difference then between the Tanakhama, who said that a Kohen's not believed and on anyone's Bechor, and Rabbi Meir says a person who's suspected is not believed? So the difference is that according to the Tanakhama, only a Roeh Kohen is not Naaman. Only a shepherd who's a Kohen, who's a Kohen is not believed. But if you have two Kohanim come from the Shuk, come from the marketplace, they are believed to testify on a Bechor Baal Mum that's in the hands of a Kohen that the Mum happened by itself. So that's the Tanakhama's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, no, since Kohanim in general are suspect on a Bechor, they're not believed to testify, even if they're not the shepherds at all, even if they're just coming out of the Shuk to testify on behalf of someone else. Perakei Mishnah. Nemana Kohen Lomar, Her Esi Bechor Ze Ubal Mumhu. A Kohen is believed to say, I showed this Bechor to a Mumcha, to an expert. An expert who has a smicha from a direct chain and has a reshus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. He's believed to say that, Ubal Mumhu, and this Mumcha told me that it's a Mumkavua, and I'm allowed to shecht. And I'm going to let a shech this animal. So we said that it's true, a Kohen is suspected to inflict a mum in a Bechor, potentially for what purpose? So that he can sell it as chulin, as an animal that's not a karbon, because he get a lot more money for that. But he's not suspected to shecht the bechor tam outside of the azara, which is in Isser Kares. And so since he's going to be doing the shrita, I want to be able to shecht this animal the way it is, with this mum that it has. He needs edim that he was not the one who inflicted the mum, that we know that from the previous Mishnah. But to say then, after he has edim that he did not inflict the mum, that's not enough. We need to know that he showed it to a mumcha. So he's believed to say he showed it to a mumcha. Why? Because we don't suspect that he's going to be shechting an animal that doesn't really have a mum, that was not really disqualified to be shechting it outside the azara when it really should be brought as a karba. Then the Mishnah says, Hakol ne'eman malmumei mahama aser. Everyone's believed when it comes to the mum of maser behema to testify that the mum developed by itself, it was not inflicted by any human being, and therefore you can eat the animal anywhere outside the Yushalayim. Maser behema normally has to be brought in Yushalayim, every 10th animal of sheep and cattle, etc. But here, you believe the person to say that there was a mum developed and he can eat it outside anywhere. Why don't we suspect him in such a case like we suspect the Kohen who comes to a Bechor? Because if this person who owned these animals wanted to inflict blemishes in all of the animals in the corral before they walk through, and every 10th one you have to paint with the red stripe that's the Masa Behema, what would happen? So every animal that walks through, every 10th animal, he'd paint with a red stripe, and guess what? It would have a mum in it. And what would the halacha be? He wouldn't be able to bring it as a carbon. So there's no problem with inflicting a mum in a Maaser Behema. No one's suspected to say that they did it intentionally, because if they really wanted to, before it became Maaser Behema, they can inflict, give a mum to all of their animals in the corral, and then when they become Maaser Behema, they're not Maaser Behema. It's a Maaser already that had a mum, and there's no problem with doing that at all. Bechor shenismes eino, nishenikta yado, shenishbaraglo, hareze yishachet al pishlosho beis hakneses. Here, the Mishnah is telling us, if you have mumim, you have blemishes that are so obvious to everybody, here where Because I was blinded. It's Yado means its foreleg was cut off. It's a Raglo, its hind leg was broken. So these are obvious mumim, and you don't really need anyone who's a real mumche to determine that this is a mum kavua. So then it can be shechted al pi shlosha based b'nei knesses. Who are b'nei knesses? Members of the congregation. Yeah, it means lay people, hedyotos, people who have maybe a little bit of knowledge of the laws, but they're not mumchim, not experts. That is acceptable. This is true, though, the Gemara says, if there's no mumche that's available. Satan Bar Tunuri says, you have a single expert, Eino Nishchat El Api Mumche. Better to have the single expert than the three lay people. The Afilu B'mum Mufak. That's true, even though this is an obvious blemish. Better to use the mumche. Dumya Dahafaras Nadarm. Same thing when it comes to. Really, hataras nedarim. Shebemakom sheyesh yachid mumche ein shlosha edyados mo'ilim. We do hataras nedarim in front of three lay people. But if we actually had a mumche, so then we're not supposed to use three lay people. We have a person who's an expert in laws of nedarim. So we go to that one individual, that one chacham, that one mumche. Same thing in this case. This halach is important for halach lemaisa nowadays, because for today we don't assume to have any mumcha who knows all of the details of the halacha of what makes a mum kavu, what makes a mum over. And therefore today, the only time we can shecht a bechor is if it has an obvious mum. And three lay people permitted. So that's Shlosha B'nai Knesses is very much halach lemaisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu yesham esrimu shlosha, lo yishached al pi mumcha. We don't follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion, but he's very strict. He says, even if you have a base of 23, which is a small Sanhedrin that's used for capital crimes, that's not going to help you. You need a mumcha, one who is an expert in those, specifically in the laws of Bechor. Says the Bar Tanura, afilu haisa Sanhedrin b'makom ve'ein sham echad shenatal rishus lahatir mumei mechor. But no member of that Sanhedrin of 23 it has rishus from the he may be maybe an expert in the halacha, but he's not officially a mumcha because he doesn't have rishus to be matir b'choros. Eino nishchar al piyam. Doesn't matter, you can't check the animal based on that whole court of 23. And that's true even if it has a mum muvak, even though it's an obvious blemish, the leg is cut off, whatever. You need a mumcha.